What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come?
Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Can you tell me everything I need to know about the Lutheran Church in 10 minutes? I would have preferred longer, but you take what the audience will bear. So, 10 minutes it is. Here goes. The Lutheran Church is a Christian denomination of about 70 million people, found in most countries around the world. The Protestant Reformation of the 16th century saw the Lutheran Church, the term Lutheran was originally derogatory, as the first group that successfully sought reformation of the Church of Rome, but which unfortunately resulted in division. Martin Luther's insistence on the principle of Scripture alone as the source for teaching, doctrine, and faith led inevitably to many Christian groups, each claiming that their interpretation of the Christian faith is as Jesus taught. For Lutherans, the central, single, most important aspect of Christianity is the comfort of the gospel. All religions of the world, and sadly elements of Christianity, place their emphasis or focus on what people should do in relation to God. For Lutherans, it is the other way round. Our emphasis is on what God has done for us. Through Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, God shows us His love. Through Jesus' death on the cross, God has declared people forgiven of their sins, and we live trusting this word of forgiveness. God has rescued humanity because He loves us. Using church language, we say that God has justified us for Christ's sake through faith by God's grace. Or to put it another way, God declares all people innocent of their sins because of Jesus' death, and we trust God's verdict. God does all this because He loves us. This is the teaching upon which the church stands or falls. The center of Christianity is Jesus, a living person. Any other message and any other person will rob people of security in their faith and their assurance of salvation. So we also say, Christ alone. People often reply, it's not that simple, is it? Yes, the gospel, this good news, is simple and clear, so much so that it can seem unbelievable. After all, we know in this world that there's no such thing as a free lunch. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. And consequently, we by nature respond to this gospel in one of two basic ways. Either we feel we're not good enough for it, or we feel that we deserve it in some way. And both responses lead us to dodge a relationship with Jesus because we remain focused on ourselves. God knows that we're a hard bunch to rescue, but He loves us. So not only has He planned this salvation in Christ, but also how to save and rescue people in each century. God uses special means, His Word, which is creative and powerful, so that we can live with Him. His Word produces and maintains faith, which leads us to trust Him. That is why we say, saved by faith alone. Remember we said Scripture alone? Now, if you mention the phrase God's Word, most people today will think of the Bible. And they wouldn't be wrong, but the answer is not as complete as it should be. Lutherans don't regard God's Word as just words in a book, teachings and doctrines which are abstract and can be learnt, or they can be ignored, but we hope that they are followed. Rather, we regard them as personal. You see, the Word was made flesh in Jesus, and Jesus is the center of the Bible. So when you're encountering the Bible, you are encountering Jesus personally. Yes, relating to God is actually very personal. The words speak to us in two ways, either as law or as gospel. This is a Lutheran understanding. The law drives us to see ourselves as we are, sinners in need of rescuing, and what God expects of the world and of His people. The gospel comforts us with the news that Jesus has rescued us. Back when Jesus was walking on earth, the Word was visible, in human flesh. Today, God's word is visible through water in baptism and bread and wine in Holy Communion. These are personal ways that Jesus has told his followers to use so that people can be close to him here and now. These visible words, called sacraments, are mysteries and seem so unspiritual, so ordinary, yet they are powerful and real encounters with Jesus. The Lutheran Church has two sacraments, baptism and Holy Communion, and teaches that they are God's actions that have specific goals, creating and sustaining faith, so that people can stay close to Jesus in a sea of religious words and spiritual opinions. The Lutheran Church teaches that faith in Jesus is more than just talk. A parent can say, "I believe in Jesus." This faith is lived out each day. Yes, always imperfectly. We use the language of relationships to describe our living with God, rather than the language of club membership. Our relationships actually determine our behavior. This is true at home and at work, and if we have conflicts, then often it's because our relationship with ourselves is more important than our relationship with the other person. So Christians live each day in a relationship with Jesus by faith, while at the same time struggling to do this because of their own sinful self or the situations they're in. Lutherans describe themselves as saints and sinners in the world. By saints, we don't mean good people, but God's people who live by faith trusting the gospel. And by sinners, we mean people who do their own thing rather than trusting Jesus. We believe the saint exists, but we experience the sinner, which is why actually believing the gospel can be so hard at times. This makes struggling the key component of Christian living. Not a good publicity draw card, I'll grant you, but very accurate. Struggle is not necessarily dour, but is our recognition that we still sin and daily need God's forgiveness and acceptance. Struggle does produce growth in faith, which we rarely see, though others often see it in us. God doesn't need anything from us, but the people around us do. And so God sends us back into our homes, work, society, to live as his people and share his love in our daily lives. We struggle, but Jesus never leaves us. It truly is an amazing way to live. Lutherans believe that God continues to make his world go round with people in all segments of society doing their bit so that we all can be fed and clothed, enjoy arts and leisure, and live in peace and justice. Consequently, you will find Lutherans in all walks of life who work not to make a heaven on earth, but so that everyone can live in peace and harmony, treasuring life and love, and having the opportunity of hearing the gospel. Lutherans believe that God rules the world with two hands. His left hand is the government with its laws for good order and justice, and his right hand is the church, which proclaims the gospel and brings forgiveness. Lutherans thus tend to be politically and socially quiet, working within the structures of society, and they treasure their freedom in Christ to do this, and to have differing opinions about how best the world should enact peace, justice, and harmony. There is no central church organization of Lutherans in the world, but Lutheran churches in each country work together because of their agreement on the Lutheran teachings, collated in the Book of Concord, 1580. And to be honest, we work together with varying degrees of success. I think time is almost up, and of course I could say more. In fact, there are libraries written on Christianity, on Jesus, on the Lutheran Church. I could have spoken about how our worship reflects the gospel, how it is about Jesus coming to us, but I haven't. I could have spoken about music and ethics and working with other churches, but at the end of the day, what is most important remains the gospel. I'm George Samietz, and you've been listening to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions, though for this episode we might have called it Quick Answers to Long Questions. There is always more that could be said. If you have questions, please email them to info@lutheran.co.uk. Now, did anyone time this?